Hello and welcome back to the Red String Society. Today we'll be discussing Krampus and other chilling opposites of Santa Claus. But before we get started, we'd like to thank SmithsonianMag.com, NationalGeographic.com, and Krampus.com for the information we gathered for this podcast.
Krampus is a mangled half-goat, half-demon with a deranged face, bloodshot eyes, a furry black body, and two giant horns that curl up from his head. He comes out on December 5th to go around seeing if kids are good or bad. If you're good, you wait for Santa to give you your gifts, but if you're bad, you could get left with a bundle of birch branches and get swatted with a branch or get put in a sack and thrown in the river.
Okay, that is wild. Although Krampus is the opposite of Santa, the origin of Krampus does not have anything to do with Christmas. It actually dates back to the region's pre-German paganism. His name comes from the German Krampen, meaning claw, and it is believed that he is the son of the underworld's Norse god, Hel. During the 12th century, due to its resemblance to the devil, the Catholic Church tried to banish Krampus celebrations, but failed due to the amount of love and fear the holiday brought to the country.
Krampus is not the only punisher that follows Santa. In other Germanic regions, they have Belschnickel and Nechtruprecht, black-bearded men carrying switches to beat kids, and then in France, they have Hans Trapp and Père Fouettard.
Okay, so basically, in Linz, Austria, there's a festival for Krampus, and everyone dresses up, and they basically poke people with birch sticks. And I think that's pretty fun.
I mean, as long as they're not doing it too hard, I guess, then it's like part of their celebration. I mean, that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's like for the kids. Like, they just go, I guess, in like the, I guess what you'd call like the square for Fayetteville.
Yeah.
And like, they'll just hang around. Some people actually do have scary costumes, though. Like, I've seen pictures, and it's like demonic, I guess. Like, their horns are like curved so weird, and like their face has like a lot of special effects makeup.
It's strange to think about because, like, a lot of people think about Krampus being, like, really evil and, like, something to be scared of. But, I mean, they celebrate him because it's like, as long as you're good, you have nothing to worry about.
It's like, movies, like, show him as, like, he'll come for you even if you're good. Like, it's not true. Well, yeah, that's not true because he'll only come after you if you're bad. So,
like, just be good and you have nothing to worry about.
Pretty much, that's all. And then, that's all you really have to worry about for Christmas. Good or bad, I guess, you'll get a gift. Birch sticks or a present.
I wonder why it's birch. Like, not any other
brand. I have no idea. If you know, tell us why. Thank you. Another opposite of Santa is Belschnick. He is a man in fur who comes to the door of families to remind little ones that they have time left to behave before Santa comes. During his visit, he would make the children recite a poem, Bible verse, or a math equation. After that, he would toss candy and nets onto the floor to see how behaved and mannered kids are. If kids dove for the candy, they would be swatted with the switch on the back.
Nechtruprecht would go into children's houses and ask their parents if they have been good or bad. Depending on their response, he would hit them with a switch and drag them into the woods. Hans Trapp and Père Fouettard do not have a lot of information, but if they're related to the folklore of Krampus, then we suggest that you stay good if you're from France.
Alrighty, that is all for today. We hope you enjoyed this Christmas podcast, and we also hope you weren't scarred from this podcast.
We also hope you have a happy holiday and stay good, otherwise you might get a visit from one of the folk tales mentioned.
This is the Red String Society, signing off.